Not before one more hockey segment. And you've heard him for years and years and years on this show. He's our Dunham & Miller sports correspondent, Ribby Paltz, the publisher of the Paltz Draft Newsletter. And he's turned in kind of a reporter on all things sports for us over the years. We actually ran into him in Chicago. This was pretty amazing. We had no idea he was going to be there. But he was there, and so we got him to do an interview for us.
Yeah. It's also known as the interview that should never be played on the radio.
I don't know about that.
I wouldn't say that at
because
all.
He was all excited when he found out that there was a guy on the Stars who went by a nickname Ribby, Mike Ribeiro. And so he begged us to interview Mike Ribeiro. So we gave him a recorder, and let's hear how that turned out.
All right, this is going to be a good one here because it's the first time that Ribby's ever met another Ribby. I'm here with Mike Ribeiro, also known as Ribby, right?
Yeah, Ribby and Reds.
Ah, this is great. Now, you're a good hockey man.
You're a good hockey man.
Good hockey man.
That's right. You're great.
Yeah, I think I am great.
Yeah, I think you got a good self-confidence there. Now, how long you been doing the hockey? Is this new for you?
No, it's been a while. It's been at least 12 years professional.
Because you look like you're like a Backstreet Boy or something like that. Did you ever do that?
No, I never sing. I wish I could. They call me Johnny Depp sometimes, too.
You think you look like Johnny Depp?
No, the girls tell me that.
Oh, okay. All right. See, I can't figure you out because you were born in Canada. You work in America. You speak French.
I do.
And you look Italian.
I'm Portuguese.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, you look like some sort of multicultural Frankenstein to me with all these attributes.
I'm versatile.
Very versatile. Ribby, still here with the Ribby. All right. You're talented, you're rich, you're good looking, so there's no doubt that you've seen more vag than a newborn baby.
God. Oh. I probably did.
Is that pretty fun?
It is really funny and fun.
Yeah. Both of those things. All right. Talk a little bit about hockey.
Hockey's fun. I think we should have more people come watch us in Dallas.
All right, that was a pretty good essay you just gave me there on hockey. Hey, did you know that when Elvis died, his colon was 4 times the size of a mule's?
I didn't know that. Thanks for the info.
He like had more junk in it than a creek after heavy rain. Kind of a tough one. But anyway, you can put that in your memoir if you want.
I will.
Yeah, that Elvis had a mule colon. All right, what's your favorite disability?
I'm not sure if I have one. Do I? I know that's a question for my teammates, I think. You should ask them. They'll find a few.
Fair enough, Ribs. Fair enough there. All right, you're from Canada, right? Do you know Anne Murray?
Yeah, I do know Anne Murray.
Really? How long you known her?
A few years now.
Do you know any other middle-aged lesbian women?
No. I'm looking for some.
Good. You're a good sport here. Well, thanks for talking to me. Do you have a message for all your fans out there?
Thank you for all my fans, and hopefully, like I said, more people at the games, more people following the Dallas Stars.
That'd be great. Now, can I give a message to all my fans?
Go ahead, Ribby.
Our fans. Thank you, Ribby. Appreciate it.
Oh, that was great.
Stupid. It was stupid, and that assures it we'll never go on another road trip, and I hate everyone. That
means
involved.
You can get phrases like, how long you been doing the hockey? It's just Ribby's fun. Still here with the Ribby.
Just fun to hear Mike Ribeiro say, thanks, Ribby.
He hated that.
No, he didn't.
He was laughing
the whole time.
The only good thing to come out of that interview is the interview question, what's your favorite disability?
Man, why are you tearing apart Ribby's work like this?
Because he's an old man, and it's time for him to retire.
He's still on his game.
No, he's not on his game. I don't understand y'all's obsession with that man. Leave him alone. Let him retire.
We can't help it. We know greatness when we see it.
He's certainly
greatness.
And I got to tell you, he was looking pretty thin.
Yeah, he looked awful.
Ribby Paltz looking very
thin. How old is he now?
I talked with him a little bit afterwards. He said that he is 78. Yeah. Not looking good.
Don't make him that old.